Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Nichelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed. First thing first, we must remember how strong we are, how loved we are, how whole we are. And when we forget, we trust that there is a power and presence that is all around us, that is us. There's something called grace, that even if we don't know how, don't know what, there's always grace. Valerie Joy. Living grace. Prayer of reminder. And when we forget who we are, when things get turbulent, when we know we desire healing, but we don't know how, what to do, when sometimes we feel like everything we do is not working, when we don't have enough time, can't get it done, don't have so-called, feel like we don't have enough resources, feel like giving up, may we remember the living grace of the one, living grace of love, of God, of the divine, that is everywhere evenly present, and it is always yours, the grace is always yours. May you remember. kind of prayer that speaks to your soul. Help me to remember when I forget who I am. Water of living grace, that I may live in gratitude. Valerie Joy, live in grace. No, Valerie, thank you for praying that prayer with us, for us, as us. Music for the soul. Yes, yes, yes. After that, I just want to be still. I just want to be quiet. I just want to shut it all up so I can go deep down within. I'm going deep down and listening. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference every day, every moment. You wake up, you say yes to the mission, say, I'm ready to make a difference. And you are trusted with the ability to make a difference. And you're given free will to decide how you want to make that difference. You get to choose. You get to choose if you want to release the mission, release the gift completely. Or you want to hold back. If you want to be afraid. If you want to doubt. Or you get to just be playful, be joyful. And ask, how may I serve today? How may I be of service today? Who needs my services? Who needs my love? Who needs my gifts? It is about love. It is about surrendering. And we're going to talk more about that as I remind you that you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And I am as your host. That's right. That I am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a. And taking control of this conversation, taking control of the spiritual kitchen, opened up the spiritual restaurant, and ready to serve more soul food for your consciousness. That's what it is about. We are here to be of service, to make a difference, be of service to others, and be of service to ourselves, make a difference with others, and make a difference with ourselves. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Those of you listening on phone lines, online, Tanya is in the house. Glow Glow is in the house. Tia is in the house. Love and happiness. Silent listeners disguised as guests. And those of you that are listening that we can't see for whatever reason, because that happens. And, of course, our Within Radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being part of an awakening. There's so much going on. Powerful energy is raining on the planet. And you know you can feel it. Yeah, you do. You know, those moments when something happened, or you thought you heard something, or your computer's acting, doing something crazy, or you get a call or a voicemail, and they say, why did you hang up when you called me? And you listen to your voicemail, and you say, I didn't call you. But yes, you did. I did star 69 and called you back. I didn't call you. Personal experience. If we stay open, we will remember that all of it is here to support us in our growth, in our transformation. It's a lot of energy. And you've got to ask yourself, do you want to hold on to thoughts of fear, of worry, of concerns. I mean, hold on. Because we have moments where, you know, fear, doubt, worry is passing through. Oh, look. Oh, my God. Fear, doubt, worry, judgment, criticism passing through. Okay. Ooh, I'm used to them. I want to hold on to it. But no. I'm supposed to let them go. But then there are some of us who say, oh, my God, fear, doubt, worry, criticism, self-judgment. Oh, why are y'all here? Okay, tell me. What do I need to do? I know I'm bad. No, don't sit with them. Let them pass in through. Allow love to be the order of the day. Allow love to be the inspirer of your actions. Allow love to inspire your breath, your way of being, your thoughts. Because what you focus on, where your focus go, energy flows. If you focus on thoughts of doubt, of worry, of fear, then you multiply it. You become a conduit. Focus on love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, surrender, and you get more of that. Welcome home. Welcome home. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I'm going to do something real quick. Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a little bit of mantra. For those of you who were here yesterday, we had Deva, Pramod, and Mitan. So I'm going to play, because I love this mantra. It's a healing prayer. And I will be right back, because I'm multitasking today. Not only am I flying solo, I don't know, I don't have the, what do they call it? Not air stewardess. Flight attendants. They're not here. Celeste is not here. So let me go see if I can wake her up. She's probably sleeping. You know, there's a lot of energy going on. There's a lot of energy in just making us sleepy. You know, Celeste, she's very sensitive. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad for your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears. Whatever you're moving through, we are here to support you on your transformation journey. That is our intention. And we'll play a little bit of this and we'll be right back. Minute of silence, of prayer. Gotta use everything you got. Yes, Deva, Pramal, and Mitan, the Gayatri Mantra. And they're gonna be at the Raj Festival together by Ricky Byers Beckwith and the Agape International Spiritual Center, Oaks. I'm gonna have this underneath me. Have this prayer. We all need prayer, don't we? Yeah. Let's see. Oh, that again. Deva, Pramal. Deva. Keep it down a little bit. You got a healing voice. That's why I'm going to have you underneath me. You know, prayer. Sometimes, and we've been taught, some people, well, we've been taught, we've conditioned, we learned that prayer is praying to a deity. Just praying to some higher power and hoping that they're going to answer our question. Hopefully, they will answer our prayer. Hopefully, they will heal our loved ones. Hopefully, they would help us manifest the money that we need. Now, here's a new interpretation of prayer for those who are spiritually matured. Now, what are you listening? Just spiritually, most of you, only maybe one of you, but most of them are pretty mature spiritually. And the one is new to them, so we surround them with love and blessings. But you know, the new definition of prayer, the new way of saying prayer, is it is a shift in consciousness. So when you pray, you're not praying asking God, hoping God will answer your prayer. You are declaring the truth. It is part of today's conversation. You're declaring the spiritual truth that you are one with God, that God is the only thing happening, and healing is happening now because that's just the nature of the universal principles. When you recognize that where you are, God is, there's always healing. Where you are, God is, there's always love. There's always wholeness. There's always perfection. So, embodying a new way of praying, that you're declaring what is true, that you're declaring what is already here. You're affirming that what you perceive to be missing is already here. Now, I understand, and you do, we understand that we live in, it's not really two realms, but for the mind to understand it, we're saying two realms, the realm of humanity and the realm of divinity. Or I could put it this way, as spirit and a body, we have the privilege, the blessing, the gift of experiencing the world of humanity and the world of divinity. So in the human self, there is a tendency to feel separated from the divine. There are tendencies to feel like, you know, there's so many things happening. Just think, maybe God is not here after all. Maybe I am separate from God. And sometimes you may want to get in that space when you say, God, help me. God, I need your help. Jesus, I need your help. Muhammad is the greatest. Help me. Guide my steps. Thy will be done. All of that is fine. Because you know what? God meets us right where we are. And it is important to know that there must be a willing heart. God will always meet you right where you are, but there must be willingness. There must be a willingness for the healing. There must be a willingness to see things differently. There must be willingness to know beyond the shadow of the doubt that God is all there is. If you choose to stand in, well, I don't know, I'm just going to hope and pray. Well, hope and pray, yes, but be willing to see something different. Be willing to be different. Be willing to bring the joy. Be willing to bring the miracle. Be willing to be the answered prayer. How are you going to do that? I don't know, but I am willing. What makes you think you can do that? I don't know, but I am willing to heal. I am willing to know joy. I am willing to know peace. I am willing to know compassion. I am willing to give. I am willing to share. I've heard this, all this spiritual truth, and I'm willing to live a life that is God-directed. So when you feel out of control, when you don't know what to do, when you're frustrated, when you're angry, you must have a place you go to, an inner knowing. That even though I'm mad, even though I'm frustrated, even though I don't know how, I am believing, I am trusting, I am knowing that there is a bigger plan in what I'm moving through. And as is written in the Sacred Yes by Reverend Deborah Johnson. Just because you don't know where you're headed doesn't mean you are not going in the right direction. I'm paraphrasing. Where are we going? Where's humanity going with all that's going on? We'll talk more about that. And you get to be the one that gives the direction. If you're willing, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And know that all the shows are archived. So if you miss anything or you want to come back for some more soul food, you want seconds, you want an appetizer, you want a main course, you can always come back, liveconversationsradio.com. And you can subscribe on iTunes. By going to iTunes, all the shows will be downloaded automatically. Well, sometimes you got to help it along. You got to sign. You got to open iTunes and just click refresh and just enter Life Conversations. And all the shows that we've ever done through this platform, Blog Talk Radio, will be downloaded. Don't you just love technology? You know, here's something good. When you tune in, iTunes, when you tune in to the one, to life, and be willing to have a conversation, all that has ever happened on this planet, this plane, net, this little plane called Earth, will be downloaded. You just got to refresh your consciousness. I like that. Ooh, that was just for me. I don't have to even understand what I just said. I just needed to see that. I love how God moves, spirit moves with, you know, this the creative energy when we make room for it. If you tune in, you connect to all. Just like the internet. The internet gives us a glimpse of God. The internet is that one consciousness. And when we all tune into it, when we all sign into it, when we all log into it, we connect with people everywhere in the world. We'll get all the information we need, all the gossip we need, all the prayer we need, inspiration. Of course, Facebook is doing just that, Twitter, social media. We're socially connected. It's an expression, it's a reflection of what happens when we connect to the source of all. New way of doing the announcements, spiritual announcements. And, of course, we invite you to press 1 when you call for questions or comment, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we invite you to share the show with your friends by posting it on your social media sites. And if you have any questions, you can post it on the like pages. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or Life Conversations Radio like page, fan page. What else do I need to tell you? Let me do this in Celeste's voice. Did you know that you have access? Oh, to me anytime. Oh. I love Celeste. She's just... Okay, so let me let you into a secret. Celeste, as you know, is not here. I told you she's not going to be here. So what she did, she wrote the announcement, and she edited for me to read it. Man, everybody needs a Celeste in their life. If you have a mission, a vision, you need a Celeste in your life, because she knows how to hold everything down, and I am so, so grateful. And she's so good, she tripped me up. So this part, she usually say, do you know that you have access to Life Coach every day? Sure you do. So she tweaked it for me, so I didn't know she did. She said, did you know that you have access to me any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email me any questions you may have, and I will answer them on air. The email address is ask@lifecoachada.com. Is there a topic you would like me to explore? I can't do her voice and read this. Explore at an upcoming show. You can email me, too. Let's get life. She screwed up a little bit. So let's get Life Coach at it. Let's get my perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting how all is going on. Okay, stop playing around. But anyway, let me come back to myself. See, when I try and be somebody else, I'm just tripping up all over the place. Yes, the theme for the month is surrender to your greatness. Surrender to your greatness It is what we're focusing on today on the show. It's what we're focusing on this month, and not just this month. You know, we're really inspiring you to tap into the essence of who you really are. And we'll talk more about this greatness then. What is it? What is this greatness? So tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm flying solo again. Ooh, you get to have me all to yourself. But if you don't want that, you can suggest yourself as a guest, or you can suggest someone as a guest. We usually don't just have a guest overnight. We've got to vet them out. We've got to research them. But if you don't want me to fly solo tomorrow, suggest yourself as a guest. And, you know, share something with us, something that you think the world wants to know, something that's moving in you. Maybe we can co-host the show. You're not going to be producing my show. I almost said co-produce. Well, maybe you can. It depends. It depends on your spirit. We'll do a spirit check on you. And then Thursday we have, actually, I do need to tell you this. Usually the last Wednesday of the month we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, but we're not doing Ancestral Blueprints tomorrow. We actually did Ancestral Blueprints September 11th, so we're just going to let it ride. She'll be back in October, the last Wednesday in October, 12 p.m. for Ancestral Blueprints, and just seeing how your Ancestral Blueprints are influencing your life right now. We're so disconnected. And sometimes all we need to do is connect with the energy of our ancestors, and that will connect us with God. You want to know more? You want to know more about what I just said? 347-426-3346. Other than that, we're going to keep it rolling. Also, join Ambassador tomorrow on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the play experience. The question is, have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? When you passionately love and appreciate yourself, you fill up your love tank. You make yourself available. You're ready for the world. So make sure you tune in 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursday and join Ambassador Sofera. I've got a secret for you. I think, well, let's see. I don't want this secret to backfire on me. No, I'm not going to do it. I like to. I'm tapping into. Yeah, I can be a bit of a perfectionist sometimes. So I'm just going to allow myself to be. I won't share the secret now. Maybe. Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll share it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a secret tomorrow. Okay, so now let's get on talk about the rest of the show. So that's why I don't do the announcement, because I get stimulated and inspired. Everything inspires me. That's a good thing. Make sure you join Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where she connects introspectively with tools, tarot, black angel cards, medicine cards, and she said to get you more clarity about your life's journey. And her show, all the shows on Life Conversations Radio archived. And so if you miss it, you can always come back and listen. If you missed yesterday's show with David Pramod and Miten and Ricky Byers-Beckwith, go back and listen. If you miss me when I'm not here on a Thursday and a Friday, go back and listen. Go back and listen. Yes. And on Friday, speaking of Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show syndicated on inspiredbroadcasting.com. Well, it's actually Within Radio. And to find out more about Within Radio, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. And, of course, we invite you to share your love, your inspiration, your energy, your money energy with Life Conversations Radio, so we may continue to do what we do. We're going to do it anyway, but we stay open as we give the gift of love, the gift of healing, of transformation, the gift of teaching. We open ourselves up to receive. We give you a platform to give back to where you're receiving your spiritual food. So, yes, now you know. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and follow the prompts and click the donate button and give back to where you're receiving spiritual food. Or you can go to the like pages, Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page, or their Life Conversations radio like page, fan page. Just click on the donate button. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. I usually don't do this. I normally don't do this. But before I go deep down and get lost in truth, let me just see what y'all are doing. Mother Wit is in the house. Silent listeners are in the house. Give me a spiritual high five, energetic high five. As a man, let's do a hug. Someone raising hand. Hands raised. Where? Okay, let me read what y'all are talking about in chat room. Mother Wit is trying to distract me. She says she is listening, but she's all over the place. What kind of state of consciousness is that? You can't afford to be back and forth. Your name ain't Cameo. Couldn't resist. You need to stay centered, stay focused, so you may experience complete healing. So anything that you're doing, if there are people distracting you, tell them to come and sit down and listen, at least for the next 20, 30 minutes. And then you can go do something else, but make sure you turn the volume up. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, don't be throwing those shoes at me, all these vicious spiritual people. I can't handle that. All right, I think I'm ready now. Okay, I'm going in. I'm going in. Cover me. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And the topic, the theme is, I don't know where we're going with this, but I stay open. I have a lot of thoughts that I want to share with you. Wow, is that the time? Anyway, stay present. So, the theme for the month is surrender to your greatness. And the theme for today's show is more soul food for your consciousness. Why more soul food for your consciousness? Because last week, Wednesday, the topic was soul food for your consciousness. So rather than make it part two, we're just continuing the conversation. And the conversation is around surrender. We hear it, we know it, we know the spiritual truth, we share it on social media, we debate about spiritual truth. But is it really necessary? You hear me talk about personal truth and spiritual truth, and we all have our personal truth. We all, you know, the spiritual truth is the truth of the human realm. And the spiritual truth is the truth of the realm of divinity. That is first. And, you know, there's so much going on. If you've been watching the news, I didn't know when it happened, but I found out, 2 days ago. Because I kept seeing things about the attack in Kenya. I'm like, what's going on? So I looked online and I watched CNN yesterday. And people are killing others in the name of religion. I won't even go as far. I refuse to say in the name of God because that's just BS. They're killing others in the name of bullshit. Now, they will tell you that they're following what God told them to do. And it happens. And let's not get it twisted. And we can talk about the news media, about how they keep trying to condition us. But let's not get it twisted. And being aware that, you know, the more we expose ourselves to any kind of information, we start to believe it. So when we hear people killing others in the name of God, sometimes if we're getting our information from the news media, we think it's people who are, it's a Muslim. No. It's all kind of, it's people, really. It's not even the religion, because if people were really practicing the truth, the essence of their religion is bring all the legions, bring all the broken pieces together. If people were really bringing the truth and allowing the truth, the separated state of consciousness, if they were really practicing it and living it, they will know that they're only being reminded that we are one, that we're here for one another. I don't care if you're a Christian, if you're Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, atheist, agnostic, I don't care. I mean, if you think you need to fight the war for your creator, then you might need to find another God. If your creator, if your God, if the God that you worship, if the God that you embrace can handle all of life by itself, then you may want to choose again. You're not in control. I digress. Come back. But even while that is happening, rather than debate, because spiritual truth needs no defense. For those of us who have allowed ourselves to see differently, embrace a new truth, embrace the truth of love, the truth that goes beyond the physical realm, and committing to live by the universal laws, you can be the place where love, where peace, where compassion gets to reveal itself while people are acting a fool, while people are cutting up, metaphorically. So the spiritual truth sets us free and we must take action. Now here's the thing. If you fully embrace what you know to be true, and I'm talking about the spiritual truth, and you set the intention to live a God-directed life, a spirit-directed life, source-directed life, love-directed life. When you say, you know what, I'm committing my life. I am a life scientist, and I'm going to prove that this laws are real. Anything else, I don't have time for. When you surrender to that, some of you already know that. You've experienced it. When you surrender some more, you're going to upset the apple cart. You're going to challenge your own belief system. You're going to challenge your own values, because living a God-directed life is living on the edge. It's being okay with making a mistake. It's being okay with not being right. It means taking action. It means taking action instead of excuses. It's willing to speak up when others are afraid to speak up. Willing to speak up when you feel like, oh my God, you might be isolated, excluded if you speak your truth. That can be tricky, because sometimes we're thinking, well, I don't know if it's me trying to control others, or sometimes some of us want to speak the truth because we want to tell them. We know what needs to happen. We have the answer because we're spiritual, we're not religious. Slow your spiritual roll. Slow down. Slow down, rabbit. The key to know when to speak up, when to shut up, is to being able to learning to tap in. I know all that I'm sharing is not new to you. You've heard it before. But there's something about repetition. There's something about hearing it again. And the experiences that we move through seem different on a day-to-day basis, but it's all the same because they're reminding us to go deep within. Deep within, tap in, and be able to ask, is it for the highest and the best for me to share what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling? And if you've been doing your work, I mean, if you're asking, you already know you're doing the work. But if you haven't got to that stage yet, continue to do the work. And it's really, really simple. It's really simple to be able to hear the voice of God, the voice of spirit, the voice of the goddess, the voice of your higher self. It's really simple. How do you do it? I'm going to change this because something that Deva Pramol said yesterday that I really love. I love it. Mother Wisdom called in, and she asked, how do we open our heart? And Deva said, we can't open our heart. We just have to create the right environment. There's something about that that resonates so true. So I'm going to start switching that around when I say open. Well, yeah, maybe. Because when we say open your heart, really, yeah, you can't. You can't. It's not something you do. Where is the heart that you're trying to open? It's not just the heart, the organ in your chest. Open your heart means opening your spirit, opening yourself, opening to love, opening yourself up to spiritual truth. So it's less about doing, it's more about being. And it's easy to be when you create the right environment. So when you create the right environment for love to be revealed, you can hear the voice of the divine. How do we create the space for the divine to be expressed? How do we create the space for us to hear the voice of our higher self, of the oversoul? Choose love. It's really that simple. Choose love. Oh, that love thing again. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And once again, love is not something that we have to do. Love is who we are. Love already exists. Healing already exists. Even in the midst of hate, of fighting, of war, love already exists. Now, the question is, are you going to let it out? Are you going to let it flow? Are you going to let it be? I don't know how. Well, let go. What do you mean let go? Forgive. I don't know how to forgive. Well, are you willing to let go of the old story? Are you willing to let go of defining yourself as a victim? Are you willing to forgive others for the pain they caused you? Are you willing to forgive yourself for the pain you caused yourself? And no need for spiritual arrogance. We are not interested. Oh, well, you know, I find it easy to forgive others, but it's hard to forgive myself. Stop it. Stop it. You ain't that special, okay? You are not that special. So get over yourself. Stop trying to be special. I can forgive others, but I just find it hard to forgive. What makes you so special? But to quote Dr. Phil, if you find it hard to forgive yourself and you don't know how to forgive yourself, well, how's that working for you? That's just another mental masturbation. That's just things we do to get off. Like, well, you know, I really want to. No. All you need is willingness. Be willing to forgive yourself. Be willing to be gentle. Be willing to accept yourself even while you're messing up. Be willing to accept yourself when things are not working out the way you want it to. How do you do that? You just do it. You just accept what is happening and remind yourself that there is something here. Clearly, if it's happening, there's something I need to see here. So rather than judge myself about it, I surrender. I listen, and I listen for the actions I need to take. So I tune in. When I tune in, when I forgive, when I let go, I create a space for my heart to open, for love to be revealed. And then I can hear the voice that says, no, don't do that right now. Actually, go here. Sometimes the voice is not even a voice. It is so close to you. It is so close that you feel like it's like an inspired action. You're led to go to pick up a book. You're led to call somebody. You're led to go to a website. You're led to get still. You're led to just breathe in. It just happens. You have a thought, and it's almost like a thought that you didn't even think. It was just there. Spiritual truth. When you commit to living a life that is God-directed. It will shake things up. It will shake you up. And really, the shaking up is just releasing all the stuff that you don't need no longer. Because the more you, when you come into a deeper truth, when you become aware of something new, everything that no longer serves you will be released. Any and everything that you're dealing with that is no longer in alignment with the new vibration, with the new truth, with the new insight, would have to be released because they're vibrationally out of whack. Here's a common story. When people start to meditate, when people start praying, affirming, choose to be more loving, now have a spiritual principle, they say, you know, my life is just, things are just, I'm sick, I have the flu, I'm losing people, because the things that are no longer in alignment with your new vibration, with the new frequency that you are being released. It is impossible to move closer to love and feel hate. Love and hate can't even live in the same room. You're either in love or in fear or in hate. You're either resisting or you're allowing. You can't allow and resist at the same time. You can't serve two masters. You can't. It's a law. It's in the holy books. You can't. You have to decide. Even when we say we're multitasking, we're not, you know, what in the multitasking, it means you've dropped one thing temporarily and moved on to the next thing and then coming back to the thing you dropped before. You're not doing all those things at once. It sounds good. We are serving soul food for your consciousness. Supporting you in surrendering to your greatness, to embracing more of life. And we're going to take a call in a minute, but not yet, so be patient. I want to say this. As you know, we are operating in two worlds. As I said, it'd be the physical world and the spiritual world. Your mission is to download the spiritual truth in the physical world. Download heaven on earth. But here's something else. Understand that you have help. You have help on the other side. You have help in the spirit realm. You have help. Help of your ancestors, your spirit guides, the enlightened teachers, Jesus, Lao Tzu, Albert Einstein, all the great ones that ever lived. And here's another secret. The same life, the same energy that's moving through the people on this planet right now that you love, the Wayne Dyers, the Michael Bernard Beckwith, the Eckhart Tolle, John Holland, Oprah Winfrey, Iyanla VanZant, Marianne Williamson, all that life, the life that is moving through them, you can call on that life for your help, for assistance too, you know. You can summon that energy. They have made room through their work, for that energy to constantly flow through them, eh? But you can call on that same source, that same energy, the energy that inspires Michael Beckwith when he gets on stage and he opens up and he just let it flow through him. I'm calling on that right now. You can do that. The energy of healing, of power that moves through Sobhamphu Somei, where she's so connected with her ancestors and she can bring them forth. I'm calling on that energy right now. Neil Donald Walsh, who just learned to have a conversation with God, I'm calling on that energy as well. there's help. There's hope. So the answer to all that we're going through and moving through is surrender. Surrender to the power and presence of God. Surrender is not giving up. It takes courage to surrender. Here's a quick example before we take a call. I might actually, I think that's Don Wolf. That's what we're going to do. Let me take you on this journey, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with a call. And then hopefully Celeste will be here around 1. Now, what was I going to say again? I know it. I was going to take you on a journey. And I can't remember what the journey is. So I'm going to pull myself back because I'm going to share that journey. I'm trying to pull it back. It's not working. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Where anything is subject to happen, and it does happen. There's something around surrender. I'm trying to pull it back. I don't know what it is. I'm going to leave it alone. It will come back to me. Life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. I still can't let it go. You know, sometimes you say you let yourself go, but you don't. I know that if I take my mind off the journey I was trying to take you on, it will come back to me effortlessly. But something in me still holding on, so I'm going to let go. I'm actually going to take a call before I take a break. Now, let me see. Okay, I heard to take a break first. I'll take a break, and then we'll come back on the other end and take a call. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We are taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disbelief, your disagreement. Bring it! Because we have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. Once you listen to this show, you will never be the same. And once you listen to this show, you have been ordained with the crazy oil. I'm seeing in the chat room, they said, I'm crazy. Of course I'm crazy. I mean, come on. It's the crazy people that are changing the world. And if you ain't crazy, I feel sorry for you. You better come closer so I can slap my crazy oil on your head. You know, people look at you and they say, I don't know, there's something about you. You're just different. You're not like anybody else. You're different from your folks. Yeah, then you know you're doing something, because if you're just like everybody else, oh, you're just playing it small. Nah, it takes courage to be crazy, because you're going to have to live with yourself. Take it from me. I haven't got to a place yet. Well, no. That is not the truth. There are moments when I'm not comfortable with my craziness. There are moments, and those moments are not pretty. But you know, I won't change a damn thing. Because I know of myself, I can do nothing. If I was trying to work my life out, control it, I would screw it up. I will flip it up. I really wouldn't say the other word, but I won't. I will flip it up. I will flip the good. But I've learned to surrender, and every day I learn and surrender. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's the best thing. If you really want to know what surrender looks like, listen to yesterday's show with David Pomal. David Pomal, Mitan, and Ricky Bias. They were truly being an example of what it means to surrender, and they talked about it. So, let's take a break. We'll come back, we'll take a call, and we'll continue the conversation. There's more to share. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346 is the number. We invite you to share the show. Do it now. Do it now. Share the show. Tell folks, you know, you want to listen to the show. Don't force them now. Let them make their choice. And speaking of choice, we also invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio to give back we're open to receiving to help us in doing what we're doing over here, expanding and growing. There's some thoughts, there's some expansion slowly happening, not fast enough for me. But as I said earlier, I learned to surrender. So if you want to contribute, you want to give back because we're supporting you, we're helping you, we're helping you see yourself in a whole new way, and you want to give back, tithe back, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the donate button, or you can find the donate button on the like pages. Just follow the prompt. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit RajFestival.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it, the new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Heal, hold, well, heal, hold.
song in my soul. There's a song in your soul. Singing and reminding you that you are whole. You are peace. You are joy. You are love. And that song in your soul is what you're surrendering to. That song is your greatness. That song is the God in you. Yield to it. Dance with it. So you may experience your abundance. When you dance with light, oh my God, abundance flows in and through you. Karen Drucker, Song in My Soul. To find out more about Karen Drucker, her website address is karendrucker.com. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R.com. And we started the show with Valerie Joy, Valerie J-O-I.com. She brought us in with Living Grace. I am peace, I am healed, I am love, I am all that God is, and so are you. Let's take a call. Let's go to my brother. How are you doing, my brother, Dunwolf? How are you doing?
Hi,
you're there. Yes,
I'm
I am
well.
Here. Good, good, good. What's
on
your heart?
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
But it's thought-provoking, and you move like a stream in springtime when the leaf falls on the water, and it just goes. And
you want to
catch the leaf, but then something along that journey catches your eye, and the leaf gets away.
Mm.
But you touched on the religious fanaticism. I forget what country. There was a killing. Was it Kenya?
In Kenya, yes.
In Kenya. And then you, that was the leaf. And then it went on, and you raised some points, but you raised the question, or I should say revived the question. I don't know if we'll answer it here, but I'm going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the Christian notion about the army for God. I understand about the understanding of fundamentalists in Islam about the jihad and how they take it to an extreme, moving away from the internal or introspective of the worshiper. I'm very familiar with Judaism. In the Old Testament, that with this great edict from God about wiping out all these people. Now those three religions, I call them the blood religions. And so, that's the background that leads to my observation that the United States government has actively for decades been recruiting Islamic fundamentalists. For a couple of reasons, and here in the United States, the fundamental Christians are always courted so that they can be on the side to help of the government, to help in the selling of whatever war campaign there is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all tied up with the Jews and the Israelites. So, but a couple questions that come that you revived, it's always been inside of me, is one, do we allow fundamentalists, and I'm going to give them an element, I'm going to say that's crudeness, to evolve, or do we agitate for those changes within fundamentalists that we know to take place on their own? Now, if we do that, are we allowing all these horrible wars and massacres that are justified by the word of God and Allah and Jehovah, are we prolonging it, or is that an excuse for us to just sit back because we have evolved and we know how to love and commune with God? The blood religions encourage and they promote the idea of fighting for God. You remember that old gospel song, we are fighting for the army of the Lord. I can hear it in my head. And well, we have the blood religions encouraging this, But it's an ideology that they link to love, to God, to divine order. And my question is love strong enough to evolve crudeness to the higher levels of being? Or is love, when you're dealing, trying to go interject that in there to stop that horrible, the killings, is love just an intellectual exercise that you have to present to a warrior of God? And if so, how effective is it? And my last question is, what is effective? Because so far, all these centuries, as long as we have been worshiping a male god, we've constantly having these justifications for these brutal murders. And you mentioned several times about love, but hippies did it. Many people did. I've done it. But when I'm thinking about some of the conflicts I've had to resolve, like when I was a policeman, for example, and it was real violent, there was an element within some of those bad guys that they could not receive love from me because it wouldn't come across strong until I showed them how brutal I was or could be. Mm-hmm. Once that was done, then all the spiritual conversation would happen. Just kind of strange to civilians, but I know I said a lot, but that's what you evoked, or I should, you reminded me of these questions about it. So basically I'm asking, how effective is love in that environment, which seems to get stronger and stronger every year?
Okay, so I'm going to keep you on here so that I make sure I answer the question. And I sense that your question is not just for me, but it's also a question for everybody that's listening. But I'm going to answer for me how I see it, since you and I are having this conversation and other people. Now, one of the things I know to be true, anything we fight for, we're going to have to fight to keep. It's just the law. It's the energy that you use to create something is what you're going to have to use, the same energy you have to use to maintain. That's just the way it goes. This is the universal law. Now, you talk about the agitating, the knuckleheads, the terrorists, or the people who are fighting for God, or the blood religion. Is love strong enough? Now, I would say no. Intellectual love is not strong enough. See, we have made, let me finish that thought. We have made love an intellectual thing. Do you have I'm hearing the echo. Actually, what I'm going to do is, rather than do that, I'm going to mute you and then I'll unmute you again. It's cool. I got a nice voice. I got a sexy voice. But right now, while I'm talking, when I'm listening, I wanted to hear my voice echo back to me. For some reason, there's an echo. But I'm going to unmute you in a minute. So when you say, is love strong enough? No, intellectual love is not strong enough. See, we have made love be something that, through songs. Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? You know, there's so many songs people say love is not enough to sustain a relationship. And my question would be, in answering the question, was love enough for Mother Teresa to do what she did? Is love strong enough for Dalai Lama to consider his oppressor as his greatest inspiration? A man who is exiled from his own country because of how he chooses to express God, how he chooses to express his truth, compassion, what everybody needs, understanding. And he says one of his greatest inspiration is his oppressor. That is love, the love that goes beyond the intellect. Now, the terrorists and the people who are fighting for God, the blood religion, as you call it, I'm not talking about the kind of love. We're going to love them anyway. They're a child of God. Well, you can do that too. But love is an active force. Love inspires us to take action. You know, the people who want to play the game of love intellectually, the difference between them and the terrorists take action. And the one who want to do intellectual loving is just kind of like being passive and sitting there. Like, well, you know, God is in control. And I'm really grateful. And I'm going to meet you in a minute. I'm really grateful that you bring the question up, because we have been conditioned to think of love as something soft. You can't always be loving. What you said earlier about the when you were in the force, that you have to show them the other side. You have to get aggressive for them to pay attention to you. Yeah, in the human realm, I get it. Even in A Course in Miracles, and I don't know if I can find that page, but I'm going to just paraphrase. I'm just going to stay. Maybe I can find it. But in A Course in Miracles, it talks about love and fear. That fear only recognizes fear. And love only recognizes love. Now, when fear sends its messengers out, fear's messengers are going to bring back more fear. It's going to bring back judgment and criticism. When love sends out its messengers, you're going to have more of love, compassion, understanding. But none of these things, it's about action. So when I talk about love, when I talk about love in self, it takes action. It takes action for me, Ade, when I do a show sometime that is so good, I feel the energy and then I find myself picking it apart. I've got to take the action. First of all, sometimes I got to tell myself, stop it. I know that might sound simple compared to terrorists or terrorism, but just stay with me here. I have to take the action and say, stop it, or just watch myself become an observer of me judging my own creativity, judging my own gift, judging when I started the show and I prayed a prayer and said, God, use me, speak through me. And there are moments when I judge what I said or the show or how it should have done, what it should have been, I have my moment. Now, what am I judging? Am I judging me or am I judging the voice of God that I prayed for? So my responsibility is to trust that when I prayed the prayer, when I asked for God to speak through me, that is done. So a loving act is recognizing that the prayer was answered. I got to, on a human level, I got to take some action. I got to forgive myself. I got to recognize that I have a tendency to judge myself. Now, terrorism again. Now, how can we be loving in order to agitate terrorists? How can we be loving to help them evolve? It's to challenge ourselves when we judge others because of their religious beliefs. So if you're in your neighborhood, if you have somebody that lives there that's a Muslim, and you keep them to yourself, you're going to love them? No, what I'm saying is love them, get to know them. Introduce yourself to them rather than, you know, they got different cultures. Get to know them. You be the bridger of the separation. For those of us who are just trying to get about our days, now those of us who are in the forefront, the spiritual activists, they have groups, is to challenge our own belief system about what we have, that we hold about other races and other cultures, even in the spiritual community. Sometimes we gather together and judge Christians, because that seems to be the prominent religion in the Western world. Well, they believe in the devil. I don't. Well, but you believe in the ego. Same thing. Same thing. Just a vibration, just energy. So the love that I'm talking about is that we get to a point where we challenge the terrorist in our own selves. That we challenge the terrorist thoughts. Sometimes we terrorize ourselves. And yes, we've created a world where we haven't learned to embrace what truly love is. Let's get esoteric here. Let's get woo-woo here. Let's get fluffy here. When we haven't really learned to embrace the goddess energy, the divine feminine, So, of course, if you bring that, first of all, we're really afraid of that feminine energy of God. So in order to break through, how I interpret it, you may see it differently, you probably do, when you had to be aggressive in order to now infuse your folks, those folks, with love, because they recognize the aggression. And if you are brought to love, they may not take you seriously, or they will be afraid, so they will have to attack. We attack the feminine energy. We attack anything that represents the feminine. We attack the planet. We abuse the planet. We'll drill for oil and don't replenish. We mistreat females. We attack women who are in an abusive relationship, and we say, I don't understand it. Why don't they leave? They can't leave because you don't understand it. Let me bring you in for a minute. My brother. All right. Your life.
Well, I had to take notes. But I understand that. That's a good answer. I would like to hear what others have to say. You said as something crucial. You said that we have to challenge ourselves not to judge Paris, for example. You said we had to get to know them first. We had to challenge our own belief systems.
Not necessarily don't judge them. But what I'm saying, if you choose judgment, you create more of that. But so the flip side, another way to augment that is when you see this terrorist, yes, we recognize that it's an evil act, and we ask ourselves, what can I do to, if you will, counterbalance, to be the healing agent? And if we end up saying, well, I'm just here in another country. I just live in America. I just live in Nigeria. Well, what can I do? I don't even know if I'm a religious person. But if you're listening to this conversation, what part? When have you asked yourself? Have you terrorized somebody else in your family? Have you terrorized yourself? So
yeah.
I'm not necessarily saying don't sit back and don't judge them, and I'm not encouraging judging them either, but you understand what you put out there comes back to you. But go ahead.
But what you said was very profound, because I've learned over the years, and I've seen it in myself when I was trying to understand why something wasn't working when I'm engaged in trying to resolve something. One of the things that I remember noticing, first of all, that underneath whatever I was saying, whatever guise I had on, I was judging that person. I know people can feel it. Well, but what you said was important, and it deserves to be re-said. You said you challenge yourself not to judge blank, 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 whoever that person may be, because people can feel it. And I'll give you a I'm going to that. I mentioned crudeness when I first spoke. I don't like when I was in law enforcement, I made it very clear that I did not like going to strip clubs. And my partners pulled a trick on me one time. After a particularly violent evening, we got off after midnight. And I was afraid, most of us were afraid to go back home because we thought the violence we'd been around was going to spill in our house. I said, well, let's go to a club and just dance it all off. And it was wintertime, and when all was said and done, I woke up, and they tricked me, and they took me to the strip club. I was pissed at first. They were laughing, so I just sat there. And I remember watching the dancers, and one of the strippers came over and sat at our table. So all a bunch of cops sitting there. And they were talking to her and all that stuff. And I remember her because she kept looking in my eyes. I never said a word. And finally, this woman said to me, she ripped me to shreds and asked me and accused me of judging her. I said, I'm not. She said, you are. I see it in the way you look at me. It's in your eyes. It's in your stance. And she ripped me to shreds because it wounded her. And so I remember what you just said was what I had to shed before that lady opened up her heart to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back mm-hmm. there a second time because of the relationship that had developed between me and this woman. And there was something in me that she saw that she needed, and it was blocked because mm-hmm. here I am on one side judging her and saying, whatever I was thinking, I don't even remember anymore. But what you said is very important, because whatever person we're coming to and there's a conflict, whether these people are violent or they have lower standards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, one of the biggest things that stops us is internally we find ourselves judging them. And what you said is very important. And I made notes on that, and I'm gonna think on it more. But that my life experience taught me that. Jesus spoke about it. But here's another thing, Ade. It's one thing to talk about these things, but you talked about action, and you put those two things, love and action, together. And I know that the author Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he described love as action. And I remember at the time when I was reading and studying that book with my little brother, there was a lot of negative reaction to his simple statement that love is action.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was doing what you had just finished doing. One of the things you challenged was the notion of love being something that's very weak and sentimental, which is what he was doing also. Mm-hmm. And so I think from what I'm hearing from you is that you are even challenging what many of us accept as love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I correct?
Indeed. It is beyond action. It is beyond the intellect. It is beyond the, it's like love is movement. You can tell somebody you love them. You can tell them all the time. But if your actions display something else, they hear you saying, I love you, I love you. But your actions display something else. But if you never tell somebody, check this out, because people talk about, well, you know, my parents never told me they loved me and blah, blah, blah. But particularly for those who grew up in a country in the Western world where it was a practice. Well, actually, it's more of a practice now, because back in the day, even here in America, or in England too, you know, it was kind of, you know, you just grew up. People, parents did what they needed to do. But we are now in a phase where people are saying, my parents never told me they loved me. But there are some people who parents never told them they loved them, but the actions of the parents demonstrated that they loved them. So you can speak love, oh, well, you just got to love one another. What? What does that look like? Are you just going to love a homeless person? Do you love a homeless person enough to one day say, I'm going to take him some food. One day I'm going to go shopping for him. But well, actually, I'm going to give him something that's already cooked because he can't cook it or she can't cook it. You know, one day I'm going to go volunteer at a homeless shelter. One day I'm going to, you know, and I'm saying one day, don't put it on hold. I'm going to go to a place where a rehabilitation center to support the veterans. I mean, let's talk about love as action. We talk about war in America. We talk about our soldiers, family members going to another country, and we got to support them. Oh, don't get me started, Don Wolf. You done open up something here. We talk about we need to support them, and they come back, and they're homeless. They can't get a job. And then we call them a hero? Shut the flip up. That's not love. You can't send people to another country in the name of protecting your country and saying we love them, we support them, and they come home, they live in a car, they're on drugs, and the same people that you support when they go to fight for your country, whatever country it is, I'm not just talking about America, you support them, they come back, they can't get a job, they got PTSD, they end up on drugs, they end up on the street, you see them, you look down at them, but you support the troops. You support the troops. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I'm so grateful for you, Don Wolf. I'm going to unmute you again. You know, because I've always said, and I know that my show, because sometimes I feel like I know it. Words don't teach. Words do not teach. I know, I'm clear about that. But experience are the best teachers. When you have an experience, oh, you know. And sometimes it's safe enough to judge other people. It's safe enough to intellectualize something. But you get involved. When you take action in the direction of something that you say you really want, when we challenge ourselves to take action in the direction of a dream, of a vision, of making a difference, you start to get in touch with emotions and feelings that you didn't even know you had. So yes, it's easy to judge the terrorists, but everything that we see in the world, we are co-creating it. We are one, aren't we? So yeah, true, judge them and say they're going to hell. But guess what? The moment you get engaged in that kind of conversation, now you're adding more judgmental energy onto the planet, and somebody is going to catch it. And then it will manifest as a terrorist. It will manifest as road rage. It will manifest as someone breaking into somebody else's house. And we say the problem with those people is they think they own the world. They think everything belongs to them. No, the problem with them is we all need to come together and know what true love is. We're afraid of our children. We're afraid of people we're in love with. We're afraid to speak our truth. We're afraid to be vulnerable. Where's love in that? There are people going through health challenges. I've got quite a few people that I know. And I'm sure, listeners, you know people, and they feel alone. And sometimes I know that it's something that they got to go through, that it's part of their own development as they go through the challenge. But at the same time, there are people who are feeling alone because family members are not coming to visit them. They can't go visit grandma because she's in another state. Or they can't go visit grandpa because he's married to somebody else. We just got all this bullshit thoughts moving in our consciousness. And we said, well, you know, I recognize we're one and we need to spend some time. No, love yourself and take action. Love others and take action. Make it your mission to right the wrong, if you will. Take it, you know, choose to be the light in the midst of people where they're spewing hate. If the conversation is about, you know how black people are. If the conversation is about white people, yeah, they think they own the world. Challenge to be the light. Kids nowadays, they're just disrespectful. They just think they can talk to an adult any way they want. Well, love them enough to show them, to teach them, to allow them to tap into the respect that is in them so they know how to communicate, to say, excuse me, because we are spiritual beings in a human body. So we need to help them recognize how to navigate this physical plane. That's love. When your child does something that really pisses you off and you want to go off, take a breath. Because you know if you say what you're feeling right now, you may damage that child for the rest of their lives. And you're not even investing in therapy. So you might as well just choose an act of love and breathe. Well, if you're not going to breathe, start investing in therapy because they're going to need it. And then, or if you choose the breath, if you choose love, then you can come, you can still be stern, you can still discipline, and I'm not just talking about spanking. You can still speak the truth, you can still speak to their heart, so they know there's another way to be.
Well said.
Thank you for...
You're asking people to work. you're also asking for a spiritual responsibility.
Yes.
You were saying that people have to take responsibility for their words, and then you put time on it. You said if you say certain things, you will put a scar on someone that they have to deal with along down the road. And you tied love, spiritual responsibility, foresight, and love. You put all those things together. That's right. You put foresight, love, and responsibility. You put those elements together, and they belong together. And I think one of the challenges that we have is that in the Western culture, it's drummed into you, it's in the air that everything is separated. And I think that the reason, one of the profound, maybe the reason that it's difficult for many Westerners to understand this and not stop intellectualizing all these things that you're speaking of, is because the culture says that the world is defined by what is separated. And even now, we can take off now, it becomes an intellectual conversation where things are put into compartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've learned since I was a little kid that all of that is easily absolved and pulled out of your consciousness if you simply sit still and sit on the ground, or if it's for you, it's water. And over a period of time, something happens when people sit very still within nature and allow their spirit to merge with everything around them. And it no longer becomes an intellectual exercise where you spend 2 and 3 hours talking about how this connected, that's connected.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need those conversations. You need to simply be. So when you're like in Psalms, when I think it's the book of Psalms says to be still and know that I am God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is a simple thing, but most of my life, particularly when I was a child, I noticed that how difficult that was. I noticed how extremely difficult it was for pastors to try to get parishioners to pay tithes and offerings, because the culture does not honor the earth and it does not honor the tradition of leaving offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only of everything that we have said is it important, but all of that settles in, and I've learned settles in and makes change when we learn how to sit still, know creation, know the Creator, and the merging. Mm-hmm. And merging now is an abstract concept, and it's evidenced by the way people drive. And there's a relationship between the fact that American schools, educators, administrators have removed play from learning, and they've removed the arts and music. And the concepts, mm-hmm. the intangible and profound concepts of merging, for example, and others, if it's not insinuated into your being through the arts and music and play, when you become an adult, you have no idea what a merge lane means.
That's right.
And people get killed for what they don't know. And that happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so those of us who know what that means, we're always at risk of being killed because of that.
Yes.
So there's a lot in there, but the simplicity of it is simply being still and learning how to merge with the earth.
That's
how
right.
How to move in the forest, how to walk, can you stalk a cat? I remember when I had my children, each child gave me an assortment of gifts, and one of my kids, I remember the words came to me, I think it was my son, my first son, it was the words, but it was also, do this, Gregory, and it was to stalk solitude. I spent a lot of my adventures I talk about in the forest. What I don't mention is that I had children at the time. And if somebody did the math, I said, wait a minute, you had little kids at the time. How'd you do all that stuff? Well, I found a way to do it because I merged everything together,
mm-hmm.
and my kids
mm-hmm.
off. Not often, but many, many times went with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the last thing. It's going to freak some people out. But when my oldest son was born, little tiny thing, I learned, I saw, and my wife showed me my son's spirit. Because I was kind of afraid of him. My second child was a boy. He had a little tallywhack. It was just weird. Look, I said, I can't change his diaper. He's got a little penis, and it was weird. And she would translate his dreams to me before he learned how to talk. And I learned before Aunt Lemuel could talk that this boy had the spirit of a of a protector. And so it became my task to learn how to do it. One of the first things I did was I'm walking with Lemuel in the forest. I was barefoot. The only thing I had on was a pair of jeans, as I usually had on. And Lemuel was walking around. I think he was naked. I always took their diapers off. And so we're walking in the woods for a long time. We got tired. We'd sit down. I'd put a blanket on the ground. We'd take a nap. We'd wake up. We spent a whole afternoon. And one day, and little Lemuel and I were walking, and there was this large and old tree that had fallen, and there was a cavity in there that was tall enough for Lemuel to walk into. And I was following the energy lines the whole afternoon, and I knew exactly what I had to do at that moment. And because I could see the lines, and I told Lemuel to walk. I just gestured him walk. He walked into the log. In the log was a lot of black snakes, about average of 4 feet long, in different states, coiled and uncoiled. And I knew he had to go in there, and I walked him in there. And he walked into there trusting his father. I'm trusting spirit. I'm trusting Mother Earth. And then he walked in, and I'm telling him where to go. He walked, and all the snakes in Limwell's presence, he was about 2 years old, all of them uncoiled and relaxed. And Lemuel walked all the way through them into a circle. And then I said, come on out. And he walked out. And when he walked out from the energy of the serpents, I saw the change. It changed him in the most subtle way. And to this day, Lemuel is in his early 30s. That's still with him. And that was the beginning of me teaching my son's spirit how to become a protector. I could not intellectualize that.
That's right. There's so much in there that I want to unpack, but it move? There's so much, and we can talk about it in the next show that we do with the brothers, because there's so much in that. I thank you, my brother.
I appreciate you. I really thank you for this session today. I really thank you. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you for being you, and I look forward to our next show with the brothers, and maybe we can talk more about that, where we move beyond the intellect into the heart. Thank you, Don Wolf. Don Wolf. Oops, sorry about that, Don Wolf. I talked to you, cut you off in the middle. But I want to go to Nisi, and then we'll bring it on to Les. We've got time. We're going to get it all done. Don Wolf talks about stillness. Intellectual stillness equals you're not doing anything. You're just standing there. Heart center stillness is full of movement. True stillness, there's movement. But stillness, well, I can't just be still. I got to do something. Who said you shouldn't do anything? But you got to come from a place, as Don Wolf said, where you merge with God. Let me go to Nisi, and then we're going to bring on Celeste. Nisi, my sister friend, the poet, the oracle, the inspirer. How are you doing?
I am doing well, Brother Day. You know you're really cooking today, right?
You're so really food for cooking. Your consciousness.
And I'm over here getting my grub on.
Speaking of being with nature.
I'm going to have to exercise it all off later on.
Yes. Step into action. That's right. Yeah. Oh, we can do something with that. Got to exercise it. Release it out of your system and give it to others. Oh, wow.
You're having a wonderful conversation, or a wonderful meal, I should say, going on here, Brother Day. And I'm learning so much. And I guess I'm learning so much. Well, I'm just going to receive that I'm learning so much in this one conversation, because I'm going through some of the exact same things that, you know, the conversation is about, and I'm going through some of those things in my life. And it's a part of my journey. So when you began to speak on judgments, making judgments and judging others and judging ourselves and even the stillness and whatnot, I'm actually dealing with some of those things in my life. And the light is coming on. I'm cleaning my plate. Since we're talking about soul food, I'm cleaning my plate.
Yes. And, you know, in daycares, I remember when I was working at different daycares, I was working for an agency, so I went to different daycares. And the kids would say, Mr. Day, I got a happy plate. I got a happy plate. That's when they clean out all their plate, eat all their food. So, yeah, clean out your plate, and you will have a happy plate, and you'll be happy. Yep.
Yes.
Got to release it.
Yes.
Got to release it.
Yes. Yes. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I'm getting full. Getting full.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing what you are ingesting, digesting, sharing it with us, and you're doing great work. It takes courage to live the spiritual truth on this planet. And what I know about you, you're doing that. So keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
You keep doing it, too.
We're cooking. Love you, too, darling. Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. So much happening, you know. Celeste, I'm going to mute you. Here's an antidote to judgment. When you find yourself wanting to judge somebody, see the best in them. Mm. And if you fit, and I'm going to really narrow this down, because let's go do celestial moment. But here's the thing. I've been really wrestling, if you will, that looking at this whole thing about war, America wanting to go to war with Syria or not do anything. So that we America's in a place where, well, should we not do anything? Because if we do something, it's going to make it, you know, it's going to escalate it. But if we, you know, how do we go there? And, you know, all the things that are going on. It's no accident. It's what we are wrestling with internally, what humanity is struggling with. Do you attack back because someone else attacked? Or do you just sit down and do nothing? Yes, when you're intellectual about it, that's the kind of questions you ask. But when you embody, when you make it an experience, when you think of people in Syria, people in Iraq, people in Kenya, people in America, people in England, people in Nigeria, these are human beings we're talking about. Your family members probably live there or going to go to war. So what is the answer? You got to listen for it. So when you, instead of judging, see the best in the person. See the best doesn't mean just sit down. See the best and take action. Be the example. Be the change. Be the best. Be the person that people see and say, and they say, wow. All Americans are not like that. Oh, the English folks are not like that. Oh, all Christians are not like that. You be the reflection of the highest expression of whatever you believe. Celeste.
Yes.
Welcome.
The fire is hot. And I don't want you to stop. What an amazing flow that you're having. And I know I heard Don Wolf and Nisi and all the beautiful people you have in the chat room. I think if there's anything that I want to give you instead of the celestial moment that I was going to
give. No, I want a celestial moment. We've got 7 minutes. Celestial moment, please.
You want the celestial moment? Okay.
You get it. Sometimes you've got to know when to pull away from the table. There's enough for people to chew on and digest and eliminate what they don't need. So now this is the dessert celestial moment. And I'm complete for now. And they can always come back for more tomorrow.
Indeed. Well, then, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. The energy today is 3. And if it happens to be your birthday today, then 3 is your lesson number for the whole year. 3 is the number of creativity, and its ruling planet just happens to represent joy and expansion. Say hello to Jupiter. In the medicine cards, 3 represents the elk,
This medicine teaches that pacing yourself will increase your stamina. People with elk medicine may not be the first ones to arrive at a goal, but they always arrive without getting burnt out. Three is also the Empress in tarot cards, and it's ruled by the loving, sensual planet Venus. The Empress card represents the feminine divine, the Great Mother. The alphabet's connected to the number three, R, C, L, and U. So words like creation, love, and understanding reflect the magical power of three. Now today we're going to put the spotlight on the Hanged One from the perspective of the Mother Peace tarot cards. Its number is not three. It's actually 12. But when you add 1 plus 3, you get 3. So 1 plus 2, you get 3. So here we go. In traditional tarot, the Hanged One is a man. The two words that often come up with this card are sacrifice and letting go. We ask, well, what do we have to give up? How about fear, doubt, drama, stress, and self-defeating thoughts? The list goes on. In Mother Peace cards, we find a goddess, Artemis, the archer, who is known for her sense of selfhood. She is hanging by a snake from a cypress tree. The cypress tree is one of the symbols of Artemis, and it is naturally resistant to decay. Remember, it's a snake holding on to this goddess represents wisdom. At this tender moment, she surrenders, hanging upside down in a waiting game. Perhaps this is her life review flashing before her eyes. She is nude, which speaks of her vulnerability, transparency, and most of all, unconditional love. She receives the conclusion of a cycle. While emotions may run high during this time, she is choosing to quiet her mind. Now she knows there's nothing to fear, and she understands her mission. A light comes forth resembling the moving halo. She trusted with the new knowledge that letting go is the true path to growth. And that's the story of three told through the Hanged One in Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. And I'll see you around one for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. There you have it. Another way of looking at the unconditional love is action. Because all is well.
So you were talking about stillness today?
We're talking about everything. We're just serving it all up. All you can eat. All you can eat.
I cannot wait to go back and listen.
Yeah.
So did you need to have a goddess hanging upside down?
Say that again?
So did you need to have a goddess hanging upside down?
Oh, indeed. Yes. Yes, and, we do need a goddess hanging upside down, right side up, and embracing the goddess energy, because I'm grateful for even Don Wolf calling us. He turned up the heat, man. So you hear when you listen to the show. He
looking forward to it.
Yes, and thank you, Celeste. Ah, it's time to release the show. I am grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful, and, yeah, we can talk about this thing called truth, but if we're not living it in action, it's got to be action. Truth ain't nothing until it becomes a way of life. So Don Wolf's talking about intellectually and in the Western world. Yeah, we're very intellectual about a lot of things. There's a lot of talk shows. We want to talk about stuff. We want to take it in front of the audience. But stop intellectualizing and start living and start loving somebody. Be there for somebody who needs you. Be there for somebody who you think is needy, but they sort of feel like there isn't enough love. So you be the love. Oh, I can't stand it. They're just too needy. Oh, they're just too demanding. What? See the best in people. And for you to see the best in somebody else, you must see it in yourself first. And even if you don't, if you can cultivate the ability to see it in others, oh, you're doing yourself a service because you get to keep what you give away. You're on the stage of life. You don't need a script because you already have a script. It's in your DNA. So show up and be the voice for God. Take action. Make a difference. The truth is we need each other. Now, you can keep doing what you're doing. If it's working for you, go ahead. But if it's not working for you, choose again. Choose love. Loving action. Love in action. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Anyway, I encourage you to share the show, listen again, and also invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio, going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. We're going to release the show with Carly Jackson. We Are One, and I can't find it. But so everybody won't hear it. If you listen online, you won't hear it, but you can hear it in the archive. We either one or we're not. Be loved, be true to yourself, be blessed, and be loved. Peace and
blessings. Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.